The state's Public Service Commission is one of the most powerful regulators in New York, but keeping up with their work can be a full-time job, and even then, it's hard to decipher or track what they're doing. Given these challenges, we wanted to consider making the Commission's work easier to understand, including specific legislation requiring utility rate change information to be proactively published. To do all that, we're joined on the Capitol Press Room by Lori Wheelock, Executive Director of the Public Utility Law Project of New York. Welcome back to the show, Lori.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. So before we get into how the work of the PSC could be made more comprehensible, can you explain why a task like this is even worth pursuing? I mean, how big of a deal is the work that's undertaken by the Public Service Commission?
It touches, I think, every New York State resident's lives in one way or another, from the siting of, you know, the transmission lines to the rates that utility customers are paying. The role of the Public Service Commission, if anything, is just growing as we move forward with the energy transition. And with utilities, for instance, last year, there were rate cases in New York State Electric and Gas and Rochester Gas and Electric, Con Edison down in the city. And then this year alone, we have National Grid downstate, Central Hudson, National Fuel Gas, Orange and Rockland. It literally touches every single corner of the state.
Well, how do you go about navigating the decisions from the Public Service Commission and keeping up on the work done by the Department of Public Service? Do you have some sort of decoder ring? Have you had just years of experience? What do you do?
I would say a little bit of all of that. Fortunately, you know, we have a strong team, but it takes all of us. We do divide and kind of conquer. Each of us are leads in different proceedings. We're tracking, you know, we sign up for alerts so we can know when something may be happening in one proceeding, but it can be a lot. And so PULP really has our own kind of internal tracking system that we use. And then when we're out there trying to, you know, communicate with the public, we do offer advice of, you know, okay, you're in this part of the state, here are specific things to look out for. And then just having that conversation with the department and the commission is something that, you know, we look to continue to do with them just to help make things easier on the ground for people to understand.
Well, you mentioned alerts for certain activities. Is that something that the general public, if they're interested, can take advantage of? Or is that something that is unique to a player like the Public Utility Law Project of New York and its relationship with the state regulator?
Yeah, so the Department of Public Service's website does have a function that PULP would be happy to connect people with, but essentially there's a document matter management system. And if you can go into that document, there is a way to sign up for a service list. You don't have to be a party to be, you know, officially monitoring what's happening. You can just sign up for the service list and get email updates about what's going on. And so often we'll have, for instance, tenants associations or advocacy groups, even individual customers who contact us, and we help them set up those alerts so they can get emails giving them a heads up when something has happened in a particular rate case or a policy proceeding.
And in addition to just knowing what the Public Service Commission is up to, are there opportunities for the general public to weigh in on the activities that they're engaged in or the rules that they're proposing?
Yes. And so depending on the particular type of proceeding and what is being proposed, there's usually public comment periods. Some fall under the State Administrative Procedure Act or SAPA, so they have very specific time periods. And then, for instance, in the rate cases, usually there's in-person or virtual public statement hearings so that the public can actually weigh in and speak to the administrative law judges assigned to the proceeding. They can share their concerns, you know, things that they liked that they saw in the rate proposal. And then besides that, there's usually acceptance of written comment. You know, there's also a phone number where people can call and leave comments. And we find that's really helpful. We find individuals who either contact us or when we're out there in the community who do want to engage. And when we share the details of how they can participate, a lot of times they do. And then they follow up with us and share what they've said so that we're aware. I think it's really important to know what's happening on the ground and what those concerns are to make that policy proceeding or that rate case have the best outcome for the public.
In terms of information that's out there for the public, there's legislation that was recently introduced that deals with a requirement for information to be published prior to a major rate change by a public gas or electric utility. What is the significance of something like that?
Yeah, so this is Assemblywoman Barrett's bill, and Pulp is very interested in this. It provides a couple of different realms for required public outreach. And I think ultimately a couple of pillars, the first being just the simplification and the summary of the information that will go out to the public. When the utilities, for instance, file a rate increase request, the documents are, you know, numerous. There could be 20 different filings, each of which could be a couple hundred pages long. The Department of Public Service, again, at that DMM system, has a case number and all the documents are there, which is helpful, but it can be a lot, even for Pulp, to go through one by one and try to understand all the different proposals. The Public Service Commission and the department have been doing memos, which have been helpful. We've noticed in a couple of the rate cases that are posted early on that try to help break down some of this information, but ultimately, I really like the fact that this bill has kind of a clear path. It's communication of what's happening in a simplified form at the beginning of a rate case, but also at the end. And having that, I think, is really important because it keeps the public updated on what's going on, you know, helps advertise when there are those public comment periods, and just helps people better plan, because those are the questions we get, especially after the commission votes and there's an order. We often get an uptick in calls to our hotline from individuals going, okay, we saw in the news that this is happening, our rates are going to go up, but when? And are there programs out there that can help us? Just really having some information from the Department of Public Service readily available and then shared in a broad mass way, I think would be very helpful to the public. Pulp would love to see this as well, potentially go not just from electronic means, but really in even a paper form to the public libraries, to schools even. Often the schools have social workers that, you know, help different families with different matters. I think that the bill has such a good basis that it really will help push this discussion of how we can help get the information to people, help them better plan, and then prepare for any rate increases that do come forward.
Anything else you'd like to see the Public Service Commission do to engage with the public, whether it has to do with the timing of when information is released, the type of information that's released, or the language in which stuff is produced?
Yeah, so definitely a couple of different aspects there. Pulp would love to see more engagement as well in the rate case process, what happens over the 11-month statutory period, how people can become involved, and not only just on that individual basis, but there's a lot of not-for-profits, different organizations, community groups who are interested in the rate case processes. We've seen groups from all over the state joining, and I think having more introductory information about what it means to be a party, actually getting involved with the rate case, having a seat at the table would be really helpful because there's just so much happening in this space right now. Having that environment laid out and, you know, provided that increased participation would be really helpful. And then as far as on the public side of it, definitely, you know, more direct outreach, multiple languages, again, not just written, but verbally communicated, creating more comfort, I think, in knowing what's coming, what's proposed, and then how to plan for it would be really helpful for the public.
Well, we've been speaking with Lori Wheelock. She is the executive director of the Public Utility Law Project of New York. Lori, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a statewide union of nearly 700,000 professionals in education and healthcare.